Okay, we're in the Rambam Hilchos Sefer Torah Parak Tes, and basically for the most of this parak, we're going to deal with a lot of logistics in how to construct the Sefer Torah. So in the previous chapters, we've already discussed how to write a Sefer Torah. Now we have to get into the actual construction from the parchment standpoint of a Sefer Torah. And so you'll see there's some interesting dimensions and methods that the Rambam introduces to produce a consistent a method of duplicating Sefer Torah for each generation. So he says in Halacha Aleph, Ein osin Sefer Torah lo arko yoser al hekafa, right? V'lo hekafa yeser al arko. So basically, the length of the Sefer of each Yiriya, okay, or it's really the whole Sefer Torah in its entirety, but the length of each chunk of cloth, and remember, each yiriyah is a chunk. So basically, the length can't be greater than the circumference, and the circumference not greater than the length. So basically, it has to look like a perfect square, ideally. The kamahu arko, bigvil, shisha tfachim, right? Shehem arba, the esrim etzbaos, berochav agodol shalyat. Okay, so what is the length? So it's basically six tfachim, okay? On Gvil, which is 24 thumb width, which we'll get to later on how he determines that. And by cloth, which is what's normally used today for Sifrei Torah, O Pachos O Yoser, right? As long as V'hushie Arko Kekafo. So in other words, when it comes to using cloth, it's approximately this amount, but the key thing is that the circumference and length are equal. V'cheinim Asa B'Gvil Pachos M'shisha Tvachim U'mi'etes Ksav O Yeser Al Shisha V'herchev B'Ksav Ashiya Arko Kekafo Areze Kemitzvah. And even when you're using gvil, right? Let's say you did less than six tefachim in its total, in its what it called, in its length, or you made the ksav smaller to compensate. Because remember, as the parchment gets smaller, the writing is going to have to compensate for that. Or if it was more, okay, as long as you have those equal dimensions, it's fine. And that's the key thing. So that's what he's going to get into now, is how to ensure that those dimensions are met from a writing standpoint. So he says, Lacha Beis, Shira Gilyon Milmata Arba Etzbaos, Lomala Shlosh Etzbaos. So you have to leave a space, and for those who've looked inside of Sefer Torah, you'll see this, you have to leave a space of approximately four Etzbaos, okay, from the bottom of the piece of parchment, okay, until the bottom of the column of ink. And on the top, three Etzbaos, meaning there's three empty, three thumb lengths or thumb widths from the top of the parchment until the first writing begins. Ubein daf ladaf, and between each column of writing, shtei etzbaos, okay, two thumb lengths. So four from the bottom up, three from the top down, and then two in between each column. Lefikach, tzarech shianiach betchilas kol yiriya, uvisofa rochav etzba achas, ukadei tfira. So that's why you need to leave, right, at the beginning and end of each column, okay, at least the width of one thumb, okay, of an etzba, or finger, right, kadei tvira, right, to allow for sewing, which we're going to get to soon. Shenimsa, kishyitfor ha-yiriya, yebein kol daf v'daf b'kol ha-sefer kulo shtei etzbaos. Okay, so when you sew up the various chunks of parchment, I don't know if that's the right word to use, but anyway, segments of parchment. So you want it at the end. Remember, you don't want to see it so that there's like parchment and then a huge amount of space and then parchment, so to speak, when they're assuming that there's ink and then a huge amount of space with the two parchments sewed to each other and then ink. What you want to see is a symmetrical flow. So what you end up having is that a space of a yiriya, a space of an etzba at the end of the column, right, to the end of the yiriyah, and then when you sew the new yiriyah on, you have an etzba of space, and then your next column. So you'll always see two etzbaos between each column. Even between the yiriyos that are sewn with each other, you're always going to have two etzbaos. And if you think about it, when you open up a Sefer Torah, even though we know that the yiriyos are sewn to each other, it looks like a flowing Sefer. So it should never look like, and that's the key idea here, it should never look like that you can see, so to speak, the difference between the sewing together of the yiriyos. The yiriyos should flow one to the other, okay? V'yaniach mina or b'tchilas ha-sefer v'sofo k'dei liglo al ha'amud. And you also have to leave space from the way beginning of the Sefer Torah and the end to do what? To be able to roll it over the atzi, the Eitz Chaim, or the actual amudim, the wooden sticks that the Sefer Torah is going to be wound upon. The chol shiur na'il l'mitzvah v'yuchasar hosir l'apasal. So these are all ideal, meaning you don't have to actually measure out this exact amount. But if you're looking for the most symmetrical Sefer Torah, which is clear what the Rambam's intention here is, this is the way to do it. Okay, halacha gimel. So ketzad, okay, yiskavin adam achiyase sefer she'arko kekafo. So how does a person do this? How does a person ensure that his the length and the circumference are equal? Maskel umarbea ha'oros b'shaveh. Okay, so he goes ahead and he basically separates out the hides to be in equal. So the rule of thumb, no pun intended here, is that the width of each piece of parchment should be 6 tefachim. Okay, now if you think about that, a tefach is about a fist. So if you kind of measure out, next time if you get an aliyah, if you look at a Sefer Torah, you'll see this is the case. So 6 tefachim is the standard that the Rambam advises you to use for the width of each segment of parchment. V'achrach gol ha'oros b'shaveh, v'osim hen krach echad mehudok yafe yafe, u'mosif oros mahadeg achiyase hekef akerech, shisha tefachim shirocha v'or, u'modid b'chut shel shani shekif ala krach. So what you basically do is, after you have these parchments that are 6 tefachim in width, okay, and what do you call it? You go all the oros around, you wind them, okay, and you make one overall scroll, right? That's very tight, okay. And then what you do is you measure out using a string about 6 tefachim worth in its surrounding, and that's how you determine the circumference. So how do you get the circumference equal to the length how do you get everything to be equal? You measure out the 6 tefachim in width. And then you use this, you wrap them all around each other to get to the point where it's 6 tefachim in circumference. So Lachadali says, V'akrachach yaseh kaneh shaveh, right? Ye'arka arbaim l'chamishim etzbaos, okay? Okay, so what you do is, you have to create sort of like a control, okay? What I mean is that before a person goes ahead and makes a Sefer Torah, there's a certain control he's going to use. Says when you make a kana shava ye arka arbaim mechamishim etzbaos, okay, v'chalak etzba mehem v'kana l'shnayim v'shlosha ulerbach lachim. So now the first thing you do is you make a ruler, okay, a very simple ruler where the length of the ruler will be approximately 40 or 50 etzbaos, okay. Which again we don't know what an etzba is yet, okay, but we'll call for now 40 finger lengths, okay. V'chalak etzba mehem, and then you take just like what our rulers look like, you take the finger length, or in this case width. Okay, and what do? You split that up into halves and thirds and quarters. So you're able to measure out, using this ruler, a quarter of an etzba. Okay, kadesh yeda bo shir chatzi etzba. So you'll know what a half etzba is, or via and a quarter of an etzba, right? And now what you'll do is you'll use this ruler to measure each section of yiriyah. So it's a very simple method to determine, to make sure that you're consistent and you're using the right measurements, is make a ruler or purchase one that's set up. Yeah, go ahead. But the key point here is the Rambam's giving us guidance, because remember, this is the Sefer of Halacha, that a person, if he has the Sefer, he's done, right? So he wants to give this person, these are the standards to use. Again, if you wanted to, you know, this is the starting point that a person should use. Okay, so now he says halacha hey. So now he says, now comes the experiment. So I have my ruler. Now I have to create the control. Before I actually start writing my Sefer Torah, what do I have to do? I have to test out what my writing is going to be like. So what does the sofer do? V'akrakach, or the person chai, in which we're all chai to write a Sefer Torah. So what do I do? V'akrakach lokeach oros acheros shnayim u'shlosha. So I take two or three other pieces of parchment, livdok behen shir haksav, to kind of get a sense of what my writing is like. The kosef behen daf echad, and I write one column. So you have to write a column to get a sense of what's my writing going to be like. Okay, v'davar yaduah orach hadaf shva esrei etzbaos, and we know already that from top to bottom the column itself is going to be 17 finger lengths. L'vishu meniach gilion l'malas shalosh, because I mean, at least three empty from the top, ulamata arba, and four empty from the bottom, avarochavadaf, but what about the width, okay? He says, hulufi eksav, right? It depends on how he writes. Im daka, im ava, right? So the guy has to kind of determine for himself what his writing style is going to be like, and if it's going to be a longer, a wider piece of parchment or not, and that's going to be determined on how he writes. V'chein minyan hashitos shebedaf yavo lefi yaksav. And so too, the numbers of lines on each column will be determined as well by how he writes, because you have to always have between each line the width of a line empty. So that's another thing to understand, is that the sofer has to test out and see how long each column, how many lines he's going to have in each column. So he kind of plays around. He takes these extra hides, these extra pieces of parchment, and he kind of writes down and kind of figures out, okay, this is what my ksav style is like. And then once he knows that, okay, now the Ram says, Lachavav, Archa Shekasav Adav Shebodikbo. So that becomes his control. So he's going to use that control to then go ahead and write his Sefer Torah, right? Shebodikbo, if you mashi yirtse, Yimod Rochav Adav Beetzbo, Sakane. Then once he's comfortable and he knows this is what my columns are going to look like, he measures that out using the ruler. Okay, if Yosef al Rochav Adav Shtei Etzbaos Shebein Daf Adav, and then he obviously adds, right, two Etzbaos, because that's what's going to be in between each column he writes. The Yachshov, now he has to calculate out Kama Dapim Yavo Bekrach Shegolom Oso Ksav Shebadakbo. Okay, so now he has to kind of work out, okay, now that I know this is going to be my writing style, okay, this is the amount of many columns that could fit per parchment, etc., he has to start working out mathematically how many total pieces of parchment, so to speak, and columns is going to have for the entire Sefer Torah. V'yideh cheshbon adapim, he'll know the total amount of columns. V'yireh kama nichta b'daf zeh shebodak bo min haTorah kula. U'mishar lefi haseder shukosev menu u'mechashev im also lo kol haTorah lefi minyan adapim b'zeh ksav shukosev bo b'krach mutav. And then he has to make sure, just to summarize, he has to make sure, based on these numbers, that he's going to be able to write the Sefer Torah properly in these amounts of oros that he has. And if it turns out that the amount of columns he's going to end up writing are going to be more than the columns in the Torah, then what he'd have to do is he'd have to adjust his writing style to make sure to decrease the amount of columns, and then check again in another do another test column. And if he knows that it's going to be too many, right, then he'd have to increase the amount he makes his writing smaller until he knows he'll have more in the column. So basically what he's telling you at the end of the day is, before a person gets started, he needs to cheshbon out. He has to work out, based on his writing style, how much he's going to need to make sure it's all going to work out mathematically. Which, by the way, in a couple of lachas, he's going to tell us exactly what that amount is as his standard. Halacha Zayin, Mechalek Kol Or V'Or, Dapin B'Sirtut. As we know, each column has to be written straight. And if you look carefully at the Sefer Torah, you'll see those lines scored into the Sefer Torah. Kvi Rochav Adav, Shebadak Bov Ola B'Cheshma. Right? So now on each section, right, he now has to go ahead and make sure that each one is scored with these, to make sure they're written in a perfect horizontal way without any going off the line, okay? Ugushi Sharba or Shlosh Etzbaos or Arba Yosar al Daf Achrona Shibiriya Yaniachemenu Rochav Etzba, right? Ukade Tzvira, right? Vikos Ashar, okay? And now let's say it turns out at the end of this piece of parchment, he ends up having four or more Etzbaos left over. What does he do on the Yiriya? He actually can cut. He can cut off the end of that piece of parchment, okay? Because you only need one etzba of width left to tie to the next piece of parchment. Dal yichol shebachrona yitosef oros acheros ala krach shegala kenega kol atoso shekotzes mikol orbor. And he doesn't have to worry about adding more hides to this. As a result, it's not a problem cutting that piece off. V'netzarech l'chashu davrzesh ksav moshkol lefi minyan adapim. And he doesn't have to worry about having das in mind, because when he first made the hides, he had in mind, I'm making this for the hides, and now he's actually adjusting those dimensions. Then he says, Alacha ches, v'chein, erot zelassos rochav asefer yoser mishisha, pachas mishisha. This is what the question raised before. If you want to make the width, more or less than six tefachim, al derech hazeh, hu mechashev, right? He can still do that. You don't have to follow the sixth Tfachon rule. You have to follow, though, right? That's the key. As long as the circumference and the length are equal, that's the most important thing. So your math always has to work out to make sure that is the case. Okay? One more halacha, and then we'll get to what the Rambam did. Halacha test, rocha bagodal, ha'amor. Okay. So now the Rambam is going to tell us, now what is this? What are these measurements he's speaking of? Okay? Rocha bagodal, ha'amor b'chol shiurin ha'ilu, right? Uvishar shiurei Torah, kulohu etzba ha'binoni. So basically, when we talk about a thumb, right, we are, what do you call it? It should be done by hand. When we're talking about a thumb, we're talking about the average thumb, okay? Ukvar didaknu b'shiuro, right, and we checked into this, okay? Umatsanuhu, and we found out, rochav sheva se'oros benonios zubitzad zu. So it turns out the average width of a thumb, or the average person's thumb width, turns out to be approximately seven average size barley corns, okay, that are right next to each other, bidocha, that are very, very tight next to each other. V'hein ka'orech shtei se'oros berevach. And they are also the width of two se'oros, two of these barleys that are a little bit bigger and spread out, okay? V'chol tefach amor b'chol makom, right? And a tefach, which is a fist length, right? Hu arba etzbaos mizu. Right, that is four finger lengths. V'chol ama shisha tfachim, and an ama is six tfachim. So this is the measuring system that the Rambam used to get a sense of. Again, you have to start somewhere to know what an etzba is. To measure the width of etzba, he uses the se'oros, and this is how he gets these numbers. Now he says in Lacha Yud, Sefer Torah shekasafti, okay, ani. So now the Rambam says, now my Sefer Torah that I wrote, okay. Rochav kol daf v'daf midapav arba etzbos. Okay, so the width of each column of writing, okay, ended up being four etzbos. So you can kind of think about that, okay, using this as a measurement, right? Four of these next to each other. This is approximately the size of each of his columns. V'shira sayam v'shira sazinu rochav kol daf mishtan shesh etzbos. He lengthened because, again, Shira Sayam and Shira Sazina are written differently. He lengthened those to six thumb widths, right? And the amount of lines in each column were 51. So 51 lines per column. Width of each of the columns, Shesh Etzbos. Uminyan Hadapin Shekola Sefer, right? And the number of columns in the entire Sefer Torah, Masayim v'shisha v'esrim daf, 226 columns. The orech kol ha-sefer, elef u'shlosh meos v'shishim v'shesh etzbaos b'kiruv. Right? So, and the entire length of the Sefer Torah, at the end of the day, ends up being 1,366 finger lengths. Okay? B'kiruv. That was the Rambam Sefer Torah. Now, again, if you think about it, if you sit down, we should all have a homework assignment that we should make a ruler using the Rambam's measurement system and then measure out six etzbos in the length, in the width of a column, and you'll see it was not a very, very, big Sefer Torah. And that's what the Rambam wants you to use as your standard. Again, you're not chayav to follow the Rambam's exact numbers, but he's trying to create some standardized system for us to rely on, which is what he's basically explaining in his previous halachas. Okay, halachi d'alaf, elu hashesh etzbaos hayaseiros bechashbon legilion shebetchilas sefer sofer. Okay, now these six etzbaos that are extra that you work out, okay, that are in the beginning of the Sefer Torah and at the end of the Sefer Torah. Okay, va'oros, right, va'oros shekasavnu b'hem oros elim, and he also wrote. The Rambam's talking about, he wrote on the hides of rams. It's interesting. He used not what we classically use today, but he used skin of rams. It was manshet tirs lichtav al pi amidos elu o karv lehemat, right? Hein chaser daf echad oshnayim oshlosho yeser daf oshnayim oshalosh lotiga lotei tzarich lecheshman al miyad yavo lecha arko kefecho. So the Rambam says, you don't have to follow my measurements exactly. Okay, it could be a little less, a column more, whatever it might be. At the end of the day, as long as the circumference and length are equal, that's the most important thing. Okay? Halach Yud Beis, ain osin biyiriya, okay, pachos mishlosha dapim, okay, velo yoser al shmona dapim. So, on each yiriya, on each chunk of parchment, you should never have less than three columns or more than eight, okay? Nizdam nelo yiriya bas tisha dapim, okay, let's say you end up having a yiriya that's going to have nine columns or could fit nine columns, cholik osa, arba'a lakan mechamisha lakan. You split it in half, you cut the yiriya in half, and you have four on this one and five on that one. B'medvar amur, and b'tchilas ha-sefer, or b'emsa. That's when you're talking about the beginning of the sefer or in the middle. Aval b'sofa sefer, right, but when you're at the end, afilu pasuk echa b'daf echad, osim oso daf levado, v'tofen oso im shar yirios. But when you're coming to the end, even if it's one pasuk on one column, you make that one column alone, and then you sew it up with the other yirios. So that's a unique halacha for the end of a sefer Torah. Okay, halach yud gimbal. Now how do we sew them together? Ukashit tofren ha-yirios. So when you sew the yirios together, ain tofren osan ela begidin shal behema, el chayet tahora. We should know this already from tefillin. You can only use sinews from kosher animals. However, afilu benevelos utrefo shalhem, but they don't have to be shechted. They could have either been shechted improperly or been killed by another animal. Gedei akshe tofren es hatzfilin. Okay, v'davar zeh halacha l'Moshe miSinai. L'fikach im tofren shlo begidin o begidei behema tmeya pasul ashi yasirav yachsrav yitfar kalacha. So if you use either non-animal string, sinew, right? Like if you used yarn, or if you used a non-kosher animal, you have to take out those strings and resew it, okay? Halach yudalot, and kishitofren kol yirios. Now, when you're sewing the yirios to each other, there's a machlokas about this, by the way, but according to the Rambam, when you sew them together, ein tofren kol ha-yira kula mitchilas avat sofa. What you would think you would do is, you would create, for those who sew, you create one line of thread, right? You would start from the top and just go back and forth to create, so to speak, the tightest connection possible. That's not what you do. Rather, what do? Ela miniach mat milmala, mat milmata, below tzfira. You leave a little on the top empty and the bottom empty. So if you looked at a Sefer Torah where the two pieces of parchment are connected to each other, there's always there's a space, right, where there's no thread at the top and no thread at the bottom. Why? Because we're concerned that it's going to be too tight, and then you have a higher chance of the yiriya ripping in the middle. So to relieve some of the tension, they leave a space empty at the top and the bottom of a Sefer Torah. What else do you have to do? And as we all know, you have to make two poles, right, of wood, right, that you stick echa mitchilasov, echa besofo. One is stuck in the beginning, and one is stuck in the end. So that's what we use when we say Hag. You know, we pick up for Ashkenazim, we do Hagba, we roll a Sefer Torah, you use those two staves. V'tofer ha'or, right? Sheshir b'tchilaso uvesov alamudim begidim, k'dei shehen nigla aleim, right? And you sew up, okay, the extra hide from the beginning, okay? What do you call it? To the amudim, okay? To attach them to it. To make sure that it's rolled together, right? And you create a little bit of space between the staves and the ksav that's on the column. And finally, he says, halacha tesvav, sefer Torah should nikra bo yiriya besoch shtei shitos yisfor betoch shalosh lo yisfor. So in general, okay, a sefer Torah that rips, okay, the parchment rips, okay. If it's between two lines, okay, meaning in an empty line. If it's between two lines, okay, then you can go ahead and sew it up, okay? But if it's within three, you can't. Right? This is talking about an old Sefer Torah that we're not sure what he was referring to here is the way it was processed. We're unsure, or its processing is not still nicker, meaning there's a certain way these hides are processed, and over time, it can actually weaken. So if it's not nicker, how it was in this processing method, which literally means gallnut processing, but it's a certain way it was processed. So then it's a problem. Aval im nicker hakvil shu afutz tofer. But if you could see that it's still in that processed state, then you're allowed to sew it back up. Afilu kara babab socha shalosh. Even if it was ripped within three lines. Vechein bein kol daf adaf. And even if it's within between each columns. Vein teva la teva yitfor. And even if it's within between words. The chol akarim ain tofer nasan el beginish tofer mehenav yozul zul, and we only use obviously kosher sinews, so to speak, to fix it. And when you sew up a Sefer Torah, you have to be very careful not to distort or erase a letter by accident, or to change the structure of the letters. Okay. So